When human arrogance puts its feet in the door, truth escapes. When human arrogance sticks its feet in the door, truth escapes. The average truth value of medical and body science is 3%. The 97% combines what we don't know, and what arrogance says, and is not true. Today I had luck on my side, and I was taken to a site into a technology that has a higher truth value. It is a whopping 10%. Which means 90% is BS. And what about its efficacy? That is its effectiveness, I measured, is 3%. Or often the foot in the door effect. They will say, everything is energy. Then they'll jabber about Nikola Tesla. And now you are hooked. If anyone talks about Tesla in a sales presentation, you can be 100% sure that they are using the foot in the door effect. Or as you can also call it, the nodding technique. Say things that everyone knows are true. And the prospect will nod. And keep nodding even when what you say is horseshit. And stinks. The meager results are often caused by the placebo effect. Said in another way, if it works, or better said, when it works, it is due to the placebo effect. If we could cause the placebo effect in everyone, what would happen? So let's look at the placebo effect, without looking in Google or Wikipedia. You see, every shyster makes sure to mention that it is the body that corrects itself. Well, yes and no. But let's consider that it's somewhat true. 10% true, says source. Really, the truth is, the body wants to go back to the S, evolutionary stable strategy, the homeostasis, not wholeness, not health. So that is what's untrue about that sentence. So what is the truth? Why does placebo effect heal better than the medicine, or treatment you get? The placebo effect brings consciousness in the brain, and make them touch base. Like in the case of my massive brain damage, the brain didn't know it was unbalanced, lacking 30% of its previous mass. It had to touch base with consciousness to be knocks awake and do what it needed to do. And the brain, once it knows what's going on, it does that. So when people are given a placebo, it comes with a promise. And consciousness and the brain, for a moment, are at the same place. And unless the mind protests, unless the mind say BS, unless that mind voice stronger, so much stronger that it overpowers the brain and consciousness, the brain can take care of the body. When I look how many of all people allow their brain to do the brain's work, I get a number. It is that magic? 10%. That number means, 90% of all humans do not manage to activate the placebo, and do not benefit from therapies that are ineffective but have big promises. Oops, I just realized that I haven't told you what therapy I am reviewing, have I? It is Resona Health, and their resonance frequency therapy and their machine, Vibe. $399. An MP3 device with lots of short audios. One could think that my energies provided a template for that therapy and device. So what is the difference? It's simple. I didn't invent, didn't devise, don't have anything to do with the energies. I am not even in a picture. They don't come from me, so my own tremendous human arrogance, and being a 34 forget thyself soul correction, I have enough arrogance to share. But what I have managed is humility. I have not put myself in between source and consciousness, source and the brain, source and its energies. I have reshaped myself as a channel. And didn't, haven't hoarded anything. I am remaining nameless. My About Me score is 4%, humanity's 100%. That number measures to what degree I am about myself. To what degree I think of myself. Think about what I am getting. Think about what others think of me. Even about what they think of my products. The only things that are mine are my articles. The energies are not mine. I call them down, I transfer them, I record them, but that is that. That is my role. So what is the truth value and efficacy of these source energies? The truth value is 100%. But the efficacy depends on the recipient's ability and willingness to get out of the mind and allow the brain and consciousness to do their work. It is not an accident that I spend so much time trying to get you out of your mind. As long as you live in the mind, no healing energy can do anything for you. No DNA activation either. And none of my teaching, no distinctions, because the mind is protecting you from it all. I have had some remarkable exceptions, people who I managed to take to the edge of the abyss. Where they could are into death's face. And that knocked them out of the mind. Long enough that they could get a little corner of reality enter. And their brain could connect to consciousness. And suddenly they, at least part-time, live outside of the mind, and as I can see, start carving out a life that is worth living. The more you notice about other people, not judgment, but noticing, the lower your About Me score. There is a fundamental difference between noticing and judging. In noticing, you are seeing. In judging, you are talking. And what you saw is only part of what you say. Seeing happens entirely outside of the mind. Talking happens, for most people, 100% in the mind. It may feel like you are looking. But you are not looking at the thing, you are looking at the representation of it. Its shadow. In the Plato's cave. Not at the thing, not in reality. The Resona Health people constructed a picture in their minds and now explaining to you how it works. In their imagination. Except that out there, in reality, it doesn't do any of that. Any of that. It's fiction like Narnia, Harry Potter, or all the conspiracy theories of the day. P.S. It is not an accident that most newfangled snake oil theories come from chiropractors. The truth value of chiropractic is 10%. Quite hard physical work. Not above being a massage therapist. So now, that you have read this article, what should you do? If you care about what I suggest, that is. I suggest that you put all your eggs in one basket. That you put all your efforts into getting out of the mind. And for that you need a potent, count-on-able practice. And that is taught in the Drink Your Food Challenge. While you chew your food to liquid, you want to pay attention to the food, the taste, the consistency. All of those are outside of the mind. And do it every time you drink your food or chew your water. The clearer you see the distinction between being in the mind and being present, the more the distinction present become available to you. And then, eventually, you'll be able to bring it to other areas, other times, and get out of your head. This should be your only effort for the foreseeable future. All the power, all the pleasure, all the alive feelings are outside of the mind. I don't have a magic wand for you. If you want it to be connected to source, this is the first phase you need to conquer. Being present. And then we talk. Once you are in the challenge, you want to make sure you become part of the community. We have a forum for that. And write down your experience, so I can give you feedback. Guide you if necessary. No forum? You won't succeed. Guaranteed. This is the first leg of the journey.